You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
I want to talk to you today about something. It's kind of something that you do at the beginning of the year because you have this unique opportunity. We had beautiful services. I hope you were able to make it out last week, New Year's. God gave me a word on the year of manifested destiny. Now, every year, you know, and every person has a destiny. But what we spoke about last week was the fact that this year in particular is a year, a coming out year, a breakthrough year. That God is saying the destiny that you have in your life, this is a year for that to manifest, for you to begin to see the blessings of the Lord manifest, the calling of God to manifest, the things that you've been praying for to begin to manifest in your life. And so it's such a powerful word and such a timely word, because I believe that God wants you to receive something great. God wants each of us to receive something great. But first, we have to put things in order for the new season. Somebody say order. Good. I had to check and see if you're awake, because sometimes the cold weather, you know, if we post on Facebook what our weather is, people are going to laugh about it. So guys, just try to keep your cold weather comments to yourself. The first principle is this: prepare yourself for the blessing. Because let me tell you something, if you're not prepared for this year, you're going to miss what God has for you. Prepare yourself for the blessing. We need to prepare ourselves for what God has. God has an order and design. How many believe that? Well, he has an order and a design before he blesses a thing. So we need for things to be in order. So that the sermon today is putting your ducks in order. Putting your ducks in a row. I want to take you first to Genesis 1. This is great, great, great. In the account of creation, we see some great principles here. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. And he called the light day and the darkness night. And the evening and the morning came, making the first day. Then God said, let there be space between the waters to separate the waters of heaven from the waters of the earth. And that's what happened. God made this space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heaven. God called the space sky. And the evening passed and morning came, making the second day. Then God said, let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place. So dry ground may appear. And that is what happened. God called the dry ground land and the waters seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the land sprout with vegetation. Somebody say, let the land sprout with vegetation. All right, this is the key part. So every sort of seed-bearing plant and tree that grows seed-bearing fruit, the seeds will then produce kinds of plants and trees from which they came. And that is what happened. The land produced vegetation, all sorts of seed-bearing plants, the trees with seed-bearing fruit. The seed produced plants, and the trees came from the same kind, and God saw that it was good. Evening passed, morning came, marking the third day. Watch this. It was the third day before God began to produce life. Grab a hold of this with me. It was the third day before God began to produce life. The first 2 days were about putting things in order. Can I tell you that there was order before there was life? If you want the blessings of God to flow in your life, put your year in order first. Before God speaks life, he speaks order. And before God causes things to produce in your life, there has to be order. Order precedes life. Order precedes blessing. Sometimes we want to be blessed before we put stuff in order. Sometimes we want to be blessed before we're obedient. Come on, can I get an amen? It's a hard amen, but it's an amen, right? We want God to bless us when we haven't really done what we need to do. But God, the truth is, God will not deliver a blessing into chaos. It said when he came down that the earth was formless and without void. It was chaotic. And God did not put life in a chaotic situation. But God put things in order first. We must be prepared to receive the blessing. What happens in your plumbing system when you have a broken pipe? The water doesn't get where the water needs to get. Right? And so God is not going to pour his blessing through a dysfunctional system. God is waiting so that you reap the full results of the blessing for things to be in order, so that you don't miss the blessing, so the blessing is not squandered on dysfunction. So this is what's so important about getting our lives in order for this year, because God wants to bless us. Start saying it. God wants to bless me. And so we have to stop saying, God, when you bless me, I'll line stuff up in my life. And say, God, let me line stuff up in my life so you can bless me. Somebody say it with me. Order precedes blessing. You know, we can look at Olympic athletes. I was looking at a picture of Michael Phelps. I saw it somewhere on Facebook this week. And he had his arms out like this, and all of his medals were on his arms and around his neck, and it was a lot of weight, right? But that didn't happen overnight. It's a phenomenal talent, but it didn't happen overnight. Before there was a reward, before there was honor, before there was a prize, there was regiment, there was practice. There was order in his life. And we have to have a life of consistent order if we want to be in a position to receive the fullness of what God has for us. We can talk about blessings. We can jump up and down about blessings. We can shout about blessings. We can come down to the altar and be prayed for blessings. But until that prayer, until that desire is partnered with order, the blessing will never fully manifest. We're talking about manifested destiny, right? But it's not going to fully manifest unless we have things prepared and in order. God has great things in store. Say it. God has great things in store for me this year. Watch this. We're going to miss it if the prayer, if the desire is not coupled with obedience. If you're not in alignment, the blessing, it could be pouring out, it could be flooding out, but if you're not in the right position, you're going to be completely dry. Nothing falling on your head because you're out of position, out of the right alignment. So our location, our position, our order, it has to be the right place for us to receive the blessing. This is what I found, and I was listening to a little thing. I guess it went viral this past couple weeks with Simon Sinek. But we live in a shortcut society, one that wants the fast food. We want the fast blessing. We want the fast everything. We drive up to the drive-thru window, and if it's not immediate that somebody takes our order, something is wrong. If it's not immediate that we don't get our food, something is wrong. But I want to tell you today, fast food is not what it's advertised to be. It's not all that it's, you know, you watch TV and you would think this is the most delicious thing on earth. If I could just have a Big Mac, if I could just get some fast food. But fast food and the fast food mentality is not all that it's cracked out to be. We have to change our mindset. We have to change our mindset because we live in a culture that's fast food, fast results, diet pills, quick workouts, right? And the list goes on. Always in search of the quick way, the easy way to do a thing. Do you know how God works? This is his word, right? We do the word, and then the word works for us. There's no shortcut. There's no magic formula to get around some of the process of the principles of God. We just have to do the principles of God, and then we reap the results of the benefits. There's no shortcut to the blessings of God. What he said in his word, that's what it is. It's just that. It's just the principles of God. When you work the word works for you. Watch this, Isaiah 55:11. In case you've lost a little faith in the word, this is what it says. This is what God says. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it, what does it say? Always produces fruit. When you operate according to this, it, how many times does it produce? Always. It always produces fruit. And it, what? Will accomplish all I want it to. And it will prosper everywhere I send it. So as you apply the word of God in your life, guess what? Things are coming into order. Not just reading it, not just occasionally skimming it, but applying the word. The devil is not afraid of you occasionally reading the word. The devil is afraid of you becoming the word and applying the word in your life. But this is a problem. Too many people want a Happy Meal blessing. They want to come drive through, do ABC, right? And the easy way to get the blessing. But the Bible says God's not looking at the little things that you're doing on the outside. Rather, he's looking at the condition of our hearts. So it's not just enough to have some of the methodology of being a believer, but you really, it has to be something that permeates through to the heart, to the center of who we are, if we want to be in alignment. Too much fast food mentality will get you out of shape. Right? Too much fast food mentality will get you out of shape. Once all the allure is gone about the fast food, we step back and see what it really is. It wasn't what was advertised. Fast food clogs up your system. Right? It makes you overweight. It doesn't give you the nutrients that you need. And we step back, the shortcuts that we take in our spiritual walk are exactly like that. It's not that appealing when we take a step back. Let me tell you what's delicious. When you take that chicken, come on somebody, and you cook it right. And you take those beans and rice, help me somebody. And you take your time with it. And then you find some plantains. And then you begin to work with them. And you're not in a hurry. Because you know it needs to be done right. A spiritual walk is like that. There's no fast food in the world that can be like the food that you take time with. To make it what it needs to be. When you take time to make your spiritual walk what it needs to be, it becomes a true delight. The word of God will fill you up and never let you down. We need to stop looking for a quick amen and find the true fruits of the Spirit. Let me tell you something. If you want to go further than where you went in 2016, if you want God to take you into that blessing, that destiny being manifested in your life, guess what? We have to stop looking for a quick amen and start looking for the fruits of the Spirit. This is what I was seeing. The people of God developing a lifestyle of order. Not just putting stuff in order at the beginning of the year. Because you know what? People turn over a new leaf, right? Every year. And what happens? It lasts for a couple weeks, a couple of months. It dies out quick, right? All those resolutions. But a lifestyle of order, that's something. I took my car to be serviced this week. And you know, it's an important thing to do, right? Take your car to be serviced. Because if you don't, what happens? That car is going to break down on you when you need it most. Got to take that thing in, get the oil changed, replace those fluids, check the timing belt, check the tires, check whatever needs to be checked, because it's very important. And just like that, if we don't service our spiritual walk, it will break down on you in that moment that you need it most. In that point, critical point in our year, that critical point in our season, if we have not serviced and maintained, how many know the difference between a vehicle that every 3,000 miles you get the oil changed, and every 30 and every 60 and every 90 miles you're getting the service? As a different type of vehicle, it's a different type of journey, it's a different type of ride, right? Than the one that's unpredictable because you don't know when it's going to break down. But as we service and maintain our spiritual walk, if you want a robust spiritual walk, you have to work at it. Amen? If you want the blessings of God to overflow in your life, it's got to be a daily thing. It's something that it's not fast food. It's not a quick fix. But just like anything of value, I'm a fan of working out, right? How many people like working out? Or at least you like the results that you would have if you were theoretically in the gym working out. I would theoretically like those abs. I would theoretically like those biceps. But the work has to be consistent when you're in the gym, or it doesn't work the same. It's got to be coupled with a diet, right? How much more important is our spiritual walk than our natural bodies? This is what 1 Timothy 4 and 8 says. Physical training is good. Watch. But training for godliness is much, what? Better. Promising benefits in this life and the life to come. I want my natural body to be fit, right? I want to have those guns. I want to have those abs. But more important than that is my spiritual walk, that it's strong, that it's healthy, that it's overflowing. I don't know about you, but I want the blessings of God like never before in this year. That's what I want. I want to see this manifestation that God has promised. And so we need to be in order. We need to be in position to receive the maximum blessing. Look at somebody in the face and say, maximum blessing. Is anybody there? Maximum blessing. When I took my car to go get maintenance, I realized if you don't take care of your car and maintain it, it will break down on you. But the same thing with our spiritual walk. We have to keep it in working order. Working order. And it will keep you on the right path. Ever so often, you have to bring your car in. And just the same way, we should be doing maintenance on our own lives. There are times, yes, at the beginning of the year, but there's times throughout the year we have to make sure that we take out the Word of God and say, I know that I've had my normal regiment, my normal spiritual routine, but let me just make sure that my life is lining up and is in order with this, with the principles of God, because I want to receive the maximum blessing that God has for me in this season. So we do maintenance. We reapply the principles of God. And if something isn't lining up, guess what? Guys, if something's not lining up to this, we have to change it. We have to adjust. Sometimes there's things that are a little bit out of order, and we tweak them. We take into account what's going on in our lives. And we align our life to the Word of God. Alignment with the Word of God equals receiving the benefits of God. And this is what happens sometimes that we don't actually realize is when we have become casual with certain areas of our spiritual walk, we are asking God, why am I not receiving the benefits that are promised in the Word? But the problem is we're not aligned with the whole Word. We're doing this, we're doing that, we've got this over here, but we're missing a couple of steps here. And so if we're not aligned with God, we won't receive the full benefits of God. And this is the reason why it's so important from time to time to sit down and say, you know what? Let me look again at the principles of God. How does this line up to my schedule? How does this line up to my priorities? How is this lining up to my mentality? How is this lining up to my life? Because alignment with the Word of God equals the benefits of God. So can I give you something today? You might ask me, Pastor Joshua, give me something tangible. Give me something practical. I like to try to keep things simple, so I will give you three things. Three things, you can write them down. And I love simplicity. You know, I had a great uncle, and I would come to it. The man was just an awesome man of God. He was the youngest bishop in his denomination. And he was the person that whenever anybody in the family was trying to hear a word from God and they were in a tough spot, they would go to him. So I was in town and I went to him and I said, hey, this was years ago when we first got married. And I said, this is something that we're praying about. This is something we feel called to. And, I was expecting this complicated truism, this scripture and this magic formula of the Spirit. As we oftentimes do. And he gave me simplicity instead. He gave me simplicity today. So I want to give you the same type of simplicity. What can I do to make preparations for the blessings of God this year? Three things. Daily prayer. Daily word. Daily changes. Daily prayer. Daily word. Daily changes. You know, every year, I take a moment and I make an account of what happened in 2016. And I say, how can I be better this year? How can I be a better dad? How can I be a better husband? How can I be a better pastor? How can I be a better man? And this is one thing that I believe it on any level that you're at. If you are at the place where you're super spiritually mature, this helps. It helps to be reminded of this. If you're saying, hey, I want to step up what I'm doing in my spiritual walk, this is also for you. Daily prayer, daily word, daily changes. That's the hardest part, you know, because once you get down the daily prayer and you get down the daily word, it's the obedience to the word that we're saying. Daily, I'm going to make little changes or big. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this year. You're manifesting destiny. This is the year of manifested destiny. There are things you want to bring to the surface that we've been praying for, that we've been dreaming about, that we've been desiring, godly desires that have been deep inside of us. You're bringing it to the surface. You're making it happen this year in partnership with us. But it's not just going to happen unless we put things in order. We take the practical steps to prepare ourselves for the blessing. We move the stuff out of the way that held us back, some of the baggage of 2016, and we put some new things in place. We open up our lives for the possibility of your blessings and your favor. Lord, I thank you for that type of year, a year of favor, a year of order, a year of increase, a year of answered prayers, a year of walking into calling and purpose. Lord, I thank you for that type of year. Not just a destiny on a shelf, not just a destiny that was promised, but a manifested destiny.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.